David Caravaggio. An absurd name for you, of course, the English patient says. At least I have a name. Yes. Caravaggio sits in Hannah's chair. Afternoon sun fills the room, revealing the swimming moats. The Englishman turns to him. There's a painting by Caravaggio, done late in his life, David with the head of Goliath. In it, the young warrior holds at the end of his outstretched arm the head of Goliath, ravaged and old. But that is not the true sadness in the picture. It is assumed that the face of David is a portrait of the youthful Caravaggio, and the head of Goliath is a portrait of him as an older man, how he looked when he did the painting. Youth judging age at the end of its outstretched hand, the judging of one's own mortality. I think when I see him at the foot of my bed, that Kip is my David. Caravaggio sits there in silence, thoughts lost among the floating motes. War has unbalanced him, and he can return to no other world as he is, wearing these false limbs that morphine promises. He is a man in middle age who has never become accustomed to families. All his life he has avoided permanent intimacy. He has been a man who slips away, in the way lovers leave chaos, the way thieves leave reduced houses. He watches the man in the bed. He needs to know who this Englishman from the desert is, and reveal him for Hannah's sake. Later, sitting with Kip and Hannah, he said, "Tell me, is it possible to love someone who is not as smart as you are?" In a belligerent morphine rush, he wanted the mood of argument. "This is something that has concerned me most of my sexual life, which began late, I must announce to this select company. In the same way, the sexual pleasure of conversation came to me only after I was married. I had never thought words erotic. Sometimes I really do like to talk more than fuck. The trouble with words is that you can really talk yourself into a corner, whereas you can't fuck yourself into a corner." "That's a man talking," muttered Hannah. "Well, I haven't," Caravaggio continued. "Maybe you have. How old are you, Kip?"
26.
"Older than Hannah. Could you fall in love with her if she wasn't smarter than you? I mean, she may not be smarter than you, but isn't it important for you to think she is smarter than you in order to fall in love? Think now. She can be obsessed by the Englishman because he knows more. We're in a huge field when we talk to that guy. We don't even know if he's English." Hannah got up and went behind him and put her arm around his neck. "Don't do this, okay, David? We've already got one crazy talker upstairs." "Look at us," Caravaggio went on. "We sit here like the filthy rich in their filthy villas up in the filthy hills when the city gets too hot. It's 9 in the morning. The old guy upstairs is asleep. Hannah's obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with the sanity of Hannah. I'm obsessed with my balance. And Kip will probably get blown up one of these days. Why? For whose sake? He's 26 years old. The British Army teaches him the skills, and the Americans teach him further skills, and the team of sappers are decorated and sent off into the rich hills. You are being used, boyo, as the Welsh say. I'm not staying here much longer. I want to take you home."
"Stop it," Hannah said. "He'll survive."
"The sapper who got blown up the other night, what was his name?" Caravaggio asked.
"Sam Hardy." Kip went to the window and looked out, leaving their conversation.
"The trouble with all of us is we are where we shouldn't be," Caravaggio said. "What are we doing in Africa, in Italy? What is Kip doing dismantling bombs in orchards, for God's sake? What is he doing fighting English wars? The armies indoctrinate you and leave you here and they fuck off somewhere else to cause trouble. Inky dinky parlez-vous. We should all move out together."
"We can't leave the Englishman," Hannah said.
"The Englishman left months ago, Hannah. He's with the Bedouin or in some English garden. He doesn't know where the fuck he is. You think I'm angry at you, don't you? Because you've fallen in love, don't you? A jealous uncle? I'm terrified for you. I want to kill the Englishman because that is the only thing that will save you, get you out of here. Desert your post. How can Kip love you if you're not smart enough to make him stop risking his life?"
"Because he believes in a civilized world," Hannah said. "He's a civilized man."
"First mistake. The correct move is to get on a train, go and have babies together. Be irresponsible. Luck runs out."
Hannah was pouring milk into her cup. As she finished, she moved the lip of the jug over Kip's hand and continued pouring the milk over his brown hand and up his arm to his elbow, and then stopped. He didn't move it away.